He's not the person you expect to bump into on the tube during your morning commute.
Customers are requested to keep their possessions with them at all times.
For Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall, that meant looking after their new Oyster cards, each charged up with £10. They didn't have Oyster cards 34 years ago, in 1979, when the Prince of Wales took to the Underground to open the Jubilee line. They're certainly not the kind of oysters the royal couple are probably used to. Nonetheless, both managed to successfully negotiate the barriers at Farringdon Station. Going underground to mark the 150th anniversary of the Tube network, Charles and Camilla took a three-minute, one-stop journey to King's Cross. A brand-new but empty tube arrived to transport the royal couple. Having only come into service at Farringdon, passenger numbers were limited. So limited, in fact, there was no member of the public for the Prince to meet. And unlike most people's commute, they had their pick of the seats. There was also plenty of air conditioning. At the end of their journey, costing £2.10, they could have travelled for free with a pass for the over-60s, the couple emerged on platform 9¾. A Harry Potter fan, the Duchess clearly felt like escaping to a fantasy world on the Hogwarts Express. And just when you thought Camilla might take a run-up at the wall, the Prince dragged her away. Instead, she had to make do with a souvenir photo.
It was very weird.
Oh no, it happens every day. Just casually turn up and say, hey, royal family, how you doing?
They told us in the Harry Potter store he was going to be there, so we went out to have a look, and he was just there, and it was amazing.
Oyster cards firmly back in pockets. There was to be no tube ride back to St James's. Instead, they let the Royal Bentley take the strain. Paul Harrison, Sky News, King's Cross.